my wishing you a happy new year doesn't really do it, does it? There are certain things which really must be adhered to, which if followed will bring not only happiness, but abundant joy. It has been said that there are three great essentials for happiness. First of all, someone to love, then something to do, and finally something for which to hope. Let's take them up one at a time. Someone to love. Many of us find it easy to love someone if that person really loves us. How heartwarming it is to be told that we are loved by those that we hold dear. And what joy we experience when we express to those that we love our deep feelings for them. There is someone, though, who loved us when there was nothing lovely in us. The Bible says that God commended his love towards us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were sinners and away from God, when we were unlovely, he loved us and provided the Lord Jesus as the Savior of sinners. It is from sin that mankind needs to be and must be saved. Christ provided this salvation by his own death on the cross. He paid the price. He purchased man's redemption by the shedding of his own precious blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. We read that in Ephesians 1 and 7. Thus it's by faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross that we realize his love for us. We can then turn around and express our love for him. We love him because he first loved us. God, above all, through Jesus Christ, is worthy of our outgiving of this emotion. With every sunrise and with every setting sun and throughout the hours of every day, we should tell God that we do love him. How long has it been since he heard you say, Lord Jesus, I love you? Not only do we need someone to love, but we need something to do. And God does not permit anyone to work for salvation. For it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But once we have received this gift of salvation, there are so many things one can do to please the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. As Christians, our one desire should be to do those things which please him. He's asked us, first of all, to remember the divine ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. There's also the privilege of supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks to God. He desires that we be a witness and a testimony to those about us of his saving grace. Tell them that he loves us and we love him, forever dying to meet our needs. And we should do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. He desires that we feed upon his word, the Bible, which is so necessary for the growth of our spiritual life. As we read and study the Bible, he will then reveal to us more fully what his plan and purposes are concerning our lives. In order to be truly happy, we need not only someone to love and something to do, but we need something for which to hope. We know in natural things that time passes faster if we have something to look forward to. The Christian has the greatest possible hope, the blessed hope of his return, the return of our Lord Jesus Christ for us. He promised, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It would be useless for you or anyone else to wish for a happy new year apart from these basic principles of your relationship to God. If you take heed to these things, ponder them over, apply them to your life, make sure you know Christ as Lord, Master, and Redeemer, then, friend of mine, you can be assured of a truly happy new year in Christ. Amen.